So you're believed, right?
Yes.
If we ever got to a point where
it probably doesn't have anything, it probably doesn't hurt that I put out the fire that you started, that you don't seem too concerned about because you're trying to convince everyone that
it's
that the notes are not your actual diary. So after saving the place from being burnt down by you,
I bet the reason they did that is so that you can never get to a situation where all the roaches are out and some players know they've lost the game.
Hmm?
The reason why they didn't have you go through the entire deck all at once is so that you can never get, or you could very rarely get to a situation where all 10 roaches are out and you have players you just know they've lost.
But you could either, you very easily have all 10 roaches out.
Could, but
it'd be strange.
It'd be pretty rare. I mean,
I don't think he was too concerned about it.
I'm not going to do the traverse, but, you know.
Why?
I could give you the percentage.
Aren't you a mathematics professor?
Or
you just play one in the role-playing games?
I play one in the role-playing games, and I write mathematics textbooks in real life.
Do you?
So, yeah.
You're kind of playing close to home there.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I didn't know enough about 20s culture, so I decided to pick a subject that I would be familiar with. And mathematics history just happens to be my most.
Good choice. So, yes, we end with that.
Indeed we do.
So you've been outed.
With the smearing of your name.
Because you're still more popular than all the rest of us.
Yeah.
That's funny. Combine almost.
Well, you gotta remember it's small town, so yeah. Probably there is a lot of inbreeding.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't really a big revelation to most people. Especially if his family's been coming here for...
I need a Collins character. Player.
Okay.
Collins?
Yes.
Okay.
Must be Collins.
What's up?
We're upstairs on the balcony.
Oh, really?
In the main building, they'd be still downstairs drinking cheese and laughing at me by my back. Collins is radical.
Oh, I gotcha.
His Professor Collins.
I can't believe they would insult you first.
Of course he said sociology.
Such a minor
offense. Anthropology. Yes, and can you believe it? He betrayed me, that bastard!
Which one?
Both of them! Twilliger's a bastard, we all know that. He's mad, too. Point that out. But, except that bastard, what's your character's name, Miller?
No.
Clay.
Clay.
Oh.
Clay, I trusted him.
Oh, Clay.
We got wine together. Fleece the funds, and then stab in the back. You have contacts, right, Collins? All the socialites in this town. I want to ruin them. I want you to use everything you know to tear them down.
Quite appropriate that it's
miracle. 1 point of reputation each from two player characters of your
choice.
Jeez. It's ridiculous. You got the awesome cards.
Wow.
I hate you.
I haven't got anything really bad yet.
You know. I know some people fresh over from Italy, and I think that we could work something out there.
Facile.
They use
together we'll be strong.
They use this town as a vacation place to have their family meetings.
No, I mean the Facile. The Facile is more topical, actually.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Sicilians. We're saying fascists. The fascists. The rich fascists come here.
The Godfather should have just come over too, I think.
I don't know. I want to destroy Clay and his little circular arguments. I laugh hysterically at my drinking and my whiskey.
Give us enough time, we'll be able to make it so his circular arguments don't exist.
I stopped his bathroom. Larry. Come on. Let's go talk to your friends now. Where are they at?
Huh? Oh, they go eat at an Italian restaurant on the side of the village.
I think Matthew Fitzgerald has been overhearing this whole thing.
Besides, I have some cute cousins we can go see. Let's go.
Yeah, I believe that he's heard the whole thing, and... Yes,
we'll bring it up later.
Yeah.
That's good for his scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're on the second floor, right? I was envisioning a balcony for some reason. But,
yes.
weren't envisioning, or were envisioning?
I was envisioning about.
That's why I was visioning.
Okay.
I think
okay.
It's so it's on the street, balcony, right?
Or whatever.
I'm not very quiet.
Yeah. Yeah. You're all a little drunk, you know.
We're a lot drunk.
we go off, and I of course tell Sutton that we're going, and I'll buy her a drink.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And not that there's free wine here. But I
she
you pay
she,
someone.
I think I'll just stay here.
But having been practicing your Italianism, Italianism practice.
Well, yeah, but you know, I'm not sure I want to go with you right now.
Sure you do.
Maybe I don't think so.
Want to stay here with that Lech Twigger?
Well, he is going to help me with these professor-student scholastic award trophies.
I thought you were working with that. Working with,
oh.
What's his name?
Campbell.
Professor, Strudgardener.
Strudenmeier.
I didn't write it down the last part
well,
of the name.
Professor Strudenmeier and I, I'm helping him too. But Terwilliger's got some interesting ideas. I'm growing quite fond of him.
Interesting.
But I don't want to go with you to. At least right, not right now. Unless you want to try to convince her.
Yes, yeah, so I think me and Collins, who is known as Young Radcliffe.
I assure you, ladies, there'll be plenty of company for all.
My Venus on Earth. Ah, Professor.
that's terrible.
Yes, it is. you're so sweet.
Well, it is not wise for the mad to have relations with the people who look up to them for guidance.
Yes. And since she is not of your stock, I'm sure you have no desire in her.
Has he been giving you any of his laudanum? His opium?
Oh, is that what you call it? I don't know what of you speak.
A child.
I enjoy dancing in the grove.
They call it lunacy for a reason.
Yes. For what reason is that?
Staring at the moon causes madness. The most unhealthy nature.
Well,
certainly
I love looking up at that big round moon. That big circular moon up there. It is quite perfect.
And round.
It's more of a crescent tonight, if you ask me, as Jonathan Clay walks up. What was your character's name again?
Terwilliger.
Terwilliger.
Yes.
Professor Terwilliger, I believe we have some work to do regarding paperwork of motions to do something about that diary. And my character, seeing a chance to further discredit Hyde by his own actions, says, I'm sure that Hyde will be very pleasant company for the young lady here. She's surely in good hands, for there are multiple gentlemen that will be able to assure that she is not taken advantage of.
She doesn't deal with multiple gentlemen unless I'm there and order it. That's a Terwilliger's enough multiple gentlemen all I need.
God, so you said your friends, you know how they were supposed to, right?
Oh. I believe they might.
So, Professor, la 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 la. Oh, here, I believe you dropped your scarf.
That's her name.
Smell this.
It was a drug use.
Oh, she has fainted. It must be too much from your stench.
I think rather my cologne from Italy has overwhelmed her fragile senses.
Yes, if that's what you wish to call it. I shall go find a suitable spot where she will not be bothered by anyone.
Cologne? Who's this cologne guy?
When can I meet him?
Cologne. she's not going with you unless you convince her.
Nope.
I guess you don't chloroform care. During carry her off.
Just chloroform.
Wow.
Unless you don't care. Otherwise, just go to the restaurant.
I think my goal currently is to go destroy them. And I'm going to go with Collins to...
meet his buds.
His buds in
his brown shirts.
And brown shirts?
Clay.
Yeah, black shirts.
Italians wear brown shirts.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Seeing that the confrontation is...
I think. Or maybe I have them backwards. Anyway.
Huh. Seeing the confrontation is ending, Clay merely... goes to walk in and over his shoulder says, Mr. Hyde, I'm sorry that I was not able to help you in this endeavor.
Scotty, it's so good to see you. Have a seat. Your table is ready.
And seat change.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were at the restaurant.
No. This was outside the...
This is a fine dining establishment.
Oh, sorry. I don't think your branches will be at a fine dining establishment. I don't know.
Okay.
Or a pub. I don't know. Okay.
Or a taverna.
Yeah, well, taverna, probably.
We'll take our normal table.
Okay.
Come this way, Mr. Hyde. Professor Hyde. Excuse me.
Dr. Hyde?
Dr. Hyde?
I escort you into the restaurant, and there are two... rather gangster-looking gentleman.
We mean gangsters, we mean with fascists.
Fascists. But they still can look gangster. You know, they're very large.
Same thing. I see what you're saying. Right. Yeah, fascist. Yeah.
Same thing.
I guess.
Well, I'm just describing thugs, not a...
They're thugs.
Yeah.
Thugs.
Yeah.
They're just thugs. Yeah. They're not wearing a suit, though. They're
No.
They're not.
Actually,
they're not the Casa Nostra. They're just thugs come over from Italy.
Yeah.
See, I'm thinking more of along lines of.
I mean, give me whatever you want.
Like the young
or the
idealistic. The Collins radical.
Oh,
the young idealistic
fascists.
Right, really,
they're reds. They're reds. That's right. They're not fascists. They're reds. He wouldn't be hanging out with fascists.
Fascists are radicals.
No. Fascists are
1919.
Fascists are conservatives. Hmm. Fascists are. They're right wing extremists. Socialists are left wing extremists. So he's hanging out with the Reds, the socialists.
The Bolsheviks.
Have you established that?
Well, he's a socialist.
He's a radical.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was thinking socialist. Okay, so radical. Sure. Yeah, he can be.
Yeah. Socialist.
Yeah.
Are you a socialist?
It would be better for me if he's hanging out with the fascists. Then I can not like him.
There you go.
Hate those fascists.
There you go. Fascists.
You mean they're Italians? Were the Communist Party? Not Italy at the time.
Oh. Yeah, they're the Communist Party. Sure. Communist Party all over the place. Mm-hmm. That's why the fascists hated them, because they were all over the place.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever you want to do. What do you prefer?
Collins is hanging out with the fascists.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
Here are the fellows I was telling you about. We can,
I don't know why he's hanging out with the Italian fascists, but...
Yeah, you know.
What do you mean?
Gotta hang out with something.
Maybe it's like... Scotty Collins?
Maybe it's Talani.
Well, you're right. Maybe it should be...
No, I'm just kidding. It doesn't matter. We're just teasing.
I don't know if I'm about my 1919 history. Anyways. Hell, I probably don't even care.
Exactly. Collins knows people.
Yes.
Gentlemen, I need your help.
So we offered our help.
Fascist day, fascist speak.
We're here to help.
I need to destroy two men's careers.
What's a career?
Two men.
Oh.
We don't work on small scale.
Very small scale.
Look, we can take some... What do you need done?
What do you need?
Building burned down?
Yes.
A few legs broken?
Yes.
What is it that you're looking for?
I have an observatory that needs to be destroyed, and a new building on the math wing. Completely leveled, I think.
Oh, arson.
Guido, this ain't gonna be cheap.
You're right, Frankie.
Luckily, there's war funding.
War funding? Peace funding?
Anybody's funding.
As long as there's funding.
War funding to make pieces of things.
Question is there enough funding?
Yeah.
Oh. And can you get it to us?
Yes.
Okay. Here's our price.
I'll try to get them that.
Okay.
So, whatever it may be. From the course of the math department.
Of course. So what's the conflict here? There's a couple of options.
Obviously...
They're caught, and they squeal on you?
Mm. Or...
They succeed, and they
squeal on you? But you can't get them enough money, so they come after you?
Can't get them enough money? They... I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
That I think that's the best.
They do the job for you, but half now, half on...
Delivery.
Half on delivery, and you can't come up with the half.
Yeah.
Okay. The other half.
We'll roll for two, to see whose half gets done first.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Sounds good.
Okay. Well, what happens if... So that just means you lose reputation? I mean...
Yeah.
Okay, then we see what happens further on in the game.
Okay, yeah, cool. All
right. The assistant professor is with his buddies.
So
the professor's with his buddies?
So the buddies are against you. There are four? No, this is not...
They're townsfolk, aren't they?
They're townsfolk, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the assistant professor, I would say, was with me. The radical.
All right.
Really?
I'd say so.
Well, they're his friends, and they're his associates. He'd want to make sure that they got paid correctly, wouldn't he?
He just introduced me, right?
Oh, I don't
know. Made the introduction.
It depends on whether he has more interest with them or with you.
I think it should be kind of more like me and you all, but...
He might be more of a neutral party, because he does have...
I think it's him... you think she against us?
Well, against those two.
Oh, against those two, yeah. I think that makes sense, that it's your building she's trying to destroy.
Okay.
So your guys should be compiling, plus the thugs.
Okay.
The thugs are on...
The thugs are worth 1d10.
Right, on your side.
Why are they working against me?
Well, it's not that they're working against you, it's just that they're your opponent. They're your conflict.
Because
you're not going to pay them.
They want to get paid.
They want to get paid. You've got to pay them. Mm-hmm. And your dice. And your dice.
Do you want to add any?
I wasn't there, so I can't.
Yeah, you're in the scene. You're in the scene. Anything's at stake.
I think you're in the scene because your building is at stake. Your math department.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
And your observatory is at stake.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would just be.
This doesn't fall in the field of academics.
And I'm betting,
no.
I'm betting against you.
Okay.
So. Going against you, and. Yeah, I'm gonna bet against you.
Aren't you the roach?
Oh, right. So, we're going to go.
12. I don't have any D12s.
I have one here. No, I really did have one.
It was that one.
Thanks. It was that one.
Oh, okay.
No, I have a couple of them. Yeah.
If I didn't pocket it, I'll look. Okay. All right. Vote against them, too.
I'm going to get you some concrete shoes here, Jimmy.
He can't die.
Concrete
was subpar. So turns out it was water soluble concrete.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't say they were smart. It's just buckets of sand. They all set.
The Pemberton Engineering Department is not known for its scholars. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead and roll, Mike.
I'm really tempted with the brooch, but.
Eat the roach. You should have eaten the roach.
Well, yeah. I got six.
Well, even with a roach, that would have been tough to do, so.
But at least you gave him a chance. You had no chance
to get your one back.
Another one.
Now we're getting close to back even. You're in more danger than I am.
What's that?
So, at the end, you should roll 1d6 and see whose explodes.
What?
Whose explodes?
Yeah, I failed, so one of theirs explodes.
Oh.
Oh.
Why not both?
Because they only did half now.
Oh,
right.
Okay, I'll just do even odds. Right?
You know what an explosion looks like.
Roll and the higher gets to pick.
Oh.
Roll d6 and the higher gets to pick whose building gets destroyed.
Okay.
Damn. Yes, wow. Excellent.
This Raxus and allies would be dead. Three.
The man, the bar.
No, you did it too soon! That's where the fun in Cape is kept!
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's
exactly right. We'll get back to that in a bit.
That's exactly right.
Yes. The astronomy is a dome. It's circular. It's perfect. Can't be hurt by such mortal things as explosives.
One of the aliens came in and stopped them.
Virginia Sutton will be mine. Your team.
You among others.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Let's see here. I am... storming into the local chief of police after this event has occurred.
So your building's in flames.
My building's in flames. I'm storming into the police in this town and basically demanding why something like this could possibly happen. There was no gas. You know, there was nothing explosive even here.
Is this later that night?
Yeah. Oh.
Are you tipsy?
Actually, no. This is going to be after everything's settled because, you know, the building's on fire. I'm not really, going to be a...
Oh, yeah. Do that half hour.
We can do the next day or 2 days.
No, whatever you want.
Okay.
I feel like it exploded. That wasn't my fault.
Okay.
Yeah, but no, everyone.
Okay.
I'm just curious.
The building exploded, and it's very, very obvious that it was due to arson. And there's even some Italian stamps on whatever it was they used to make everything explode. So we know that the fascists are in town, and Jonathan Clay is absolutely just both mortified and very, very angry that the law authorities have let such things happen in this town. So he's going to the chief of police in town. I guess is this a small town, or have we not decided?
Small town now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's big enough so that there is a police department with about, 10 full-time people-ish. So I barge into the local constable station, or police station, or whatever they were called back then, and demand to see the chief of police.
Sure, I'm sure the police will see you. What can I do for you there, Professor?
I want to know how fascists got into our fair town. Our fair... patriotic town that...
I'm the fascists or allies.
No, not yet. I don't know.
Well, I don't know how fast they are or not, but there's plenty of Italians in this town.
I demand action. I want someone to be accountable for my wing being destroyed.
Right, right. Well, it appears that there was quite a bit of accelerant in the building. Let me check my report here. Yeah, lots of liquid accelerant. Were you storing any kind of liquid there in your building?
No, I was most certainly not. It was a mathematics department.
If I didn't know better, it would look like a whole bunch of alcohol was in the building.
It must have been left there by the fascists, because the mathematics department certainly...
Excuse me, Chief.
We use pencil and paper.
Here's that report you were looking for.
Uh-huh. What's it say here? What's the point?
He just got insurance on that. Only for arson. It's huge. It's three times
a lot. Oh, you're right. It looks like the Chancellor had just insured this building for $1 million in the event of fire.
Gosh, that's huge.
1919?
Yeah, 1919.
Exactly.
$100,000.
I'm not
going to
believe
that. $1 billion.
That's the whole point.
So it looks like the school will be covered by this, so you'll have, it'll be repaired.
But my work, all of my work, I want someone to be responsible. My work will be set back 10 years easily. Huh?
What work is that?
Oh, you haven't heard about this amazing... it's really, really fantastic stuff. You see, it turns out that irrational numbers are the root of everything that creates criminals in society. And if my work is successful, we will effectively be able to make law enforcement as easy as just patrolling streets and not having to deal with petty vandals.
Huh?
It'll make your job a lot easier.
But if you get rid of all the criminals, I'll be out of work.
Oh, no. You'll just have the high-profile cases.
I see.
You won't have to deal with bar fights. You won't have to... You'll be viewed as a high proprietary detective type.
What kind of detective?
A detective of high-profile murders, where you'll get to interview adulteresses who murdered their husband, and they're just looking for something.
But if you're a detective, wouldn't you be below a chief?
I'm not sure exactly what he's talking about. He's all that highfalutin language. You don't go for much highfalutin in this part.
No, don't.
I'm telling you, this will be good for you. You'll be able to live the life that you've always wanted with refinements.
Who's the benefactor on that insurance, Chief?
Could it be that it's Professor Clay?
I don't know. You want me to go check that?
That would be highly unorthodox.
That would be highly unorthodox.
For us to do it.
I'm pretty sure that the university would be the beneficiary of such an insurance policy.
He's got some chancellor pretty sauced up. Who knows what he signed when he was all drunk?
How do you know about what? I don't understand.
Yeah. Well, he says, we'll do our investigation. We'll find out. We'll get to the bottom of this.
I assure you, all I'm interested in is vengeance against the people who have ruined my life's work.
Vengeance? Well, that's a very noble goal of yours.
My life's work was going to be society-changing. It was going to solve most of the social problems in this country. It would put America on
now,
top.
Now, don't you be putting America down now, Professor Clay.
It would elevate America above all the riffraff of Europe by far more than it already is.
Sounds good.
In effect, this explosion destroyed a part of the American dream.
Oh, we can't have that. So, he'll do his investigation.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Tony.
But it could be that they discover something...
Most foul.
Mm-hmm. Most foul. Could be that they... that what? They discover... all the wine bottles in the cellar?
No, they weren't worth the wine. But they're worth the money going through it.
The money going through it.
Yeah, all the worth funding. That they even just... drips and tries is actually making cash. Being in the basement.
Oh, that's where the money was. Right. All the charred money. Right. So they do their investigation at your insistence and find all this charred money in the bottom, in the basement.
And they find notes. Signed by you. Probably not written by you. Probably something written by me. About your plans with that money. Who knows? With those burner. But not very good.
Yeah. Implicating you in some kind of scheme against America.
Mm-hmm.
We were building funds for the government. I don't understand how that would be a...
Mathematical geniuses should not be allowed to use money.
Mm.
Touch money.
Well, that's why you wrote all the notes. And I only signed them.
All right. Well, we'll look into this. You got charred money, and it's
we don't know. I don't know if they found
challenge.
It yet.
That's a roll of
challenge.
No, I'm thinking they found it, and Okay. Now it's what do they believe?
Right.
It's do they think he's guilty, or do they think that there's something else going on? Right or no?
I think so.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I just scraped my...
Okay.
So, I don't know who to bet against now. What do you think?
I guess we have the initiating factors, right? There's two townsfolk?
This is something else, man.
What?
This is something else. I think they're townsfolk. No, they're the police.
Right. Oh, okay. Okay, the police. And then there's my roach.
There's your roach. Neil. And you.
Me. I use both of my... Not that this will really matter, but...
No, I roll highs on...
I lied a lot, and I was manipulating on high.
So you got the police, right?
I implicated you.
Yeah, so I'm implicated, I'll add that in.
Okay.
And my manipulation?
No, I think you're on my side, because you're a part of the funds, and you're a part of the entire project.
And I made sure they're all against you.
And you hand-wrote all the notes, so you're implicated in, like,
well, you're gonna, I'm implicating you in all the notes.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
He's implicating you.
If you're caught, you know.
He wants you to be caught, not him to be caught.
If you succeed, then it comes to me.
Gotcha. I just assumed they could tell your handwriting, and they would know that both
of you. Not if I did my job well enough.
This is a tricky one.
Yeah.
I'm going to put one on this side.
Take my manipulation.
Was that for trying to make it seem like he did everything?
Do my manipulation. I definitely don't knock my wit. Be hungry.
Did you use your manipulation? Were you even in the scene?
Tangentially,
but
my notes.
Really, I mean.
Well, but you used that to frame him effectively. If anyone ever found the notes, you were framing
him. The indictment.
You one, right?
You do at least one, yes.
Okay.
Don't do I didn't do two.
So what? I have a.
You got the D12, but there's a D10 and two D8s.
Yeah. Mm. There's a D10 then?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay.
Mm. Ready?
I'm thinking about so that I'm going to bid more. I have a, what? One third chance of like just beating you outright. So.
Yep.
Before any odds.
Your call.
Yeah. Heck, this could really catapult me. And with the roach, I might lose it all soon anyway. So. You know.
Wow.
You know.
That's good. I mean, I get to be bold.
Let's try this.
No, it's you. It's all you.
Go for it.
I'm not taking the blame.
Oh.
Sixes.
I got
the devil.
Fours.
I rolled the devil.
Yes.
I got fours.
The devil wins.
All right.
Oh. Let's die. Take one of those.
That's too bad.
Oh, wow.
Grab two out of there.
I don't know why I went to a police station. I should have gone to the chancellor's office. God, I already did. You need to remember that. Strategy-wise, I shouldn't be going out into the town.
Exactly. You need to focus on your strengths.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Worked for me well. Oh, it didn't.
Because I'd only gotten 3d8s. Or 3d10s.
Now you know.
The more you know.
And knowing is the battle.
Yo, Joe.
What's the other half of the battle? Killing people, you know, brutally.
Yes. Waterboarding people.
Well, if knowing's half the battle, that would lead to presume that ignorance is the other half.
Good point.
Which of the hill? We don't know when we're happy about it.
How much cash do I need to contribute here?
$2.
$2.
$2. I don't know. Oh, five in each?
Yeah, I'll throw in five. I'm on
okay.
Probably
I have
one or two people.
A 20 and four ones.
Well,
if you want to throw in a five, there's 15.
Alright. Which was the total?
That should be enough for tip, yeah.
How much was it?
So it was like
24, 25.
Okay. 25. That's plenty. When they get here.
You're seen. What's happening? Right. We can go back, so they go back to the... No, no.
So I've been implicated in the cash schemes now, right?
Yeah, but
okay.
But apparently it's also going to get out that I have to owe a lot of money.
Right.
Yeah.
And the university,
and you're probably gonna have broken legs.
Having been infected by the roach, I find the knight.
Do we draw cards before we set the scene? Or?
No, it's the last one. If it.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
Having been infected by the roach, I'm. I find I can't sleep during the night. That I must be out in the darkness. So I'm out in the darkness, and I
creep
into the what?
Into the math wing.
That's been destroyed, or
no.
Oh, this is a flashback.
This is kind of a flashback. Okay. So I'm creeping around in the math wing.
Meanwhile,
and and I find a cache of cash and liquor, and I'm drinking it. I'm not drunk.
Because the roach stops that.
Do not drink. The devil will
And as I hear, that sounds in the building, I find two men, Guido and
Frankie.
Frankie.
Terrible names.
Right. Yeah, American Italian names.
And
we're in America.
And I confront them.
Remember Guido shots.
And I say to them, what are you doing here? You don't belong here. Who are you?
Club them.
We's the janitor crew.
I don't believe you. I know the janitor, Arnold.
He's sick.
Very sick.
We're the subs. There's two, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just jump in the bag.
Well, I'm going to interfere with your plans.
You're going to stop us from washing everything up?
No. I mean, I attempt to interfere with their plans, and they knock me out and leave me, unconscious as they set the building on fire.
That'll show him for stopping us from cleaning this place up. Mom, let's get mopping.
Later.
The other guy interjects with,
No, we're not janitors. That was just a cover.
You were all crazy in the head.
Hmm.
Wow. So,
not sure where to go with this.
Well, by the sounds of it, unless you wake up before the place explodes.
I would say that you got knocked out right next to the apple juice stores, and that large amount of liquid that was not flammable was able to shield you from the blast.
What I was thinking is that, let me think.
You know what you have to involve? You need to involve Professor.
Oh, right.
President of the Board of Trustees, Gordon Bompas. I don't think we've quite included him yet, have we?
No, Bompas was in yours.
Oh, yeah. Was he? Okay.
Yeah. Well, he was in mine.
He was in his.
Okay,
yeah. Never mind. Bompas.
Yeah. Never mind.
But, okay, so I think what happens is as the fires burn, I wake up and emerge from the flames, scorched. Not scorched, but smoky.
I think if you come out, you see the two men you saw earlier.
Uh-huh.
And Assistant Professor Collins.
And Collins.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good job. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And then they take off.
Yeah, we cleaned up that place real good. Now I'm going to go over here.
You find Collins, did you see those men? Look at them. Call the fire department. The building is burning.
We shall. Perhaps we should get bucket of a grave, two of us, together.
What were you doing talking to them?
We're discussing the rise of the bourgeoisie and whether or not we'll be all stronger together. What are you doing in there? Why is your pockets full of money?
Good plan.
I don't know how that got there. They must have planted it on me. What were you doing talking to them? I think you're in cahoots as they set fire to this building.
They said they saw some old man in there who set fire to the building, and they came running out.
They're lying. It was them and you. You've got some kind of nefarious plan going on. You and your communist... you and your radicals.
you say you're a communist. Oh, yeah, you're a communist.
I'm a socialist, but... You and your radicals? I'm going to take this to the dean, to the chancellor. And he's going to have you expelled. He's going to have you thrown out of the university.
Find out highly unlikely.
And Collins...
We have two witnesses that saw you inside.
Nonsense. They'll take my word over to vagrants from the town. You know this university doesn't like townies.
And you know that the police in town will side with the townies against someone in a gown. That's what they call me. Hey... Yes, this is Jason.
Yes.
Oh, you're downstairs?
Yeah. There's a downstairs?
Hold on. Near the corner?
He's at the stairs.
Gotcha.
Yep, we got me. We got self-destructive.
That's not you. That's a roach.
That's not me?
Mm-mm. I fear you are.
Yep. You're not very good at this. I get it.
But the roach is there. The okay. roach is there. Roach and is, roach has got your back.
Self-destructive.
Self-destructive.
That's it.
You need to sing a song, man. That would have helped you.
Sing a song? Oh, because I'm a music professor? Yeah, yeah.
Maybe from the Symphony of Destruction or something.
I should have. Okay, well, that's my dice.
Only I brought my phone.
Anyone? Anyone in?
I'm trying to think.
I don't know.
What's
this is a good balance. Yeah, I don't see myself. I don't see anybody putting dice in.
If I lose all my money, how would I get more?
You just bet. Choose a side.
Oh, and you don't have to put anything in.
You always get. You always have at least one to bet.
Oh,
you know, you're at zero score.
Okay. So one is a zero score.
Right.
Kind of.
But it comes down to it, the person has nothing, loses.
Right.
The person has one at the end. I bet somewhere.
You don't have to.
Yeah, you don't.
I think you should bet on my side so that the vibes are coming my way. There you go.
I just don't... you're starting to get big there, too, though. That's a problem.
I know.
Well, who are you bet for?
He's bigger. He's still got more.
Not but wins. If you win...
But if he wins, he'll be way ahead of both of us.
Who you bet for won't influence it.
Well, he's only losing one.
It does influence. You know it. You know it influences it.
It does.
It's just a way to size more points.
You want to be on the winning side.
Yeah. I'm going to be.
All right.
Prayer.
Here we go.
That's right.
I roll last. Who wants to roll that one?
That's what I'm going for us.
Come on, 12.
Yeah! Back to 3.
Damn, Roach. I had him otherwise.
There you go.
Okay. So, what happens?
So they come back, and just like I said, they think just some professor. He's a weakling. He looks old and scrawny. But little did they know that I got the power of the roach in me.
Not only
do I beat them, I grab each of them around the neck and I drag them back to the building where I toss them in.
How?
As it's burning.
Oh, you don't turn them in?
No.
Yes!
Wow.
That's what happened. And so that's.
Did you throw the professor in too?
No, not the professor.
I don't want to kill an NPC that we didn't create.
And that's what happens.
Push them all, man.
All right. Okay.
I think Scotty runs for his life.
It's his story, and he's sticking to it.
What's the next event, then, I guess?
Am I pulling first?
Yep. Torch?
Right. Namsalik Ninal. It is disastrous and you shall know only terror. Lower your personal die size by 1 for this entire event.
So you're a luminary, you're adult luminary.
Mm-hmm. Oh, choose a person with go-to, by the way.
Huh?
You have to choose a person that's... It affects you, but you have to choose someone that, that you have terror of.
Oh,
because you have to choose one of us before you look at the card.
Are you
the roach? Oh, yeah, you're roach, right?
I'm sorry, it'll just be you. It's most thematically appropriate. But I'll remember that from now on.
Before you.
Okay. So you lower your die size or he lowers it?
He does. But it's to the terror. You have to choose someone. If you're roach bound, you have to choose someone before you look at your card.
Oh, uh-huh.
To see who it applies to. If it may...
You can free draw it.
Then you have to... figure out how to make that apply to me.
I see.
It's just that's your only terror. So now...
So then he's afraid of you or you're terrorized?
No, he
so,
is...
So he burned down my building, so now I'm terrorized.
Okay.
If it said that person does something, then... Yeah.
Okay. Otherwise, it just, you have to figure out how it makes sense involving that person.
Okay.
So you would choose...
It doesn't apply.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're up.
Mm-hmm. Mine doesn't apply.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Oh, you're first. I'm sorry. Yeah.
What?
I haven't seen these little cup pepperonis since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. The frozen pizzas, they were always there.
Oh, yes.
And suddenly they stopped.
The Pemberton Follies of 1919. Regina Sutton must appear. She is the most popular co-ed.
Wink, wink.
For dubious reasons.
The Dean of Students, Manly Wakefield Mutter. And we have, of course, the good old Reverend Gaylord Tally. Well, this year's Pemberton Follies theme, based, of course, off a student faculty achievement award, is Fantastic Duos. yours truly is the MC this year.
Okay.
Not really MC, but, you know, program director. Fortunately,
well, since the theme is duos, there's got to be two MCs.
True.
I think it is.
Who's going to be? Any suggestions?
Regina?
Who's the first person?
Or should Regina be? Mm-hmm.
I think maybe there's some new mysterious thing about you that Regina's attracted to.
Regina and Regina's twin sister.
Certainly, between when they burnt down and I owed a lot of money, I get scared. And I do something I shouldn't. Swallow the roach.
Oh, you swallow the roach and pull the roach?
I do.
Mmm.
It promised me it'd be able to solve my problems. It told me that. And it will. And of course, now Regina's attracted to me.
Mm-hmm.
To my internal strength.
That's right.
That's what I heard.
Animal magnetism.
So, Professor Jenkins Hyde at the front of the Follies, introducing the first group. Professor Clay and his overachieving student, Matthew Fitzgerald. I'd like to welcome all of you to Pemberton Follies 1919. I, of course, am Jenkins Hyde. This year's Follies are to commemorate the fantastic pairs that have marched through Pemberton's college. My co-chairman today will be, everybody knows her.
Yeah.
Regina Sutton.
Everyone's favorite co-ed. Mm-hmm.
She said some words, maybe?
Turns out it's because she sends a lot of cards.
Since like cards.
All of our innuendo has been in vain.
Oh, you're too kind, Professor.
Now. So I introduce you and Matthew. What's your folly?
Mm-hmm.
Your skit. Your song.
Introduce me as?
Professor Clay. You have your...
Gotcha.
They're practicing something.
I think you should introduce him as Pi and E.
Ouch. Ouch.
Presenting us a skit on the importance of Pi and E. It's Professor Clay. And Matthew Fitzgerald. What's your skit about?
About the true values of pi and e, and how, you know, pi is only really 3.14. Stop.
Oh, I see. Cutting pi short.
No, it's more convenient. Everyone does it anyway, you know.
During their skit, I'm helping you out by making cutting witty remarks. Trying to laugh at them.
Pi doesn't end there, it goes all the way around.
We have one student on stage that is dressed up as a, who would be a real opponent of America at this point in time.
Proponent?
Opponent.
Communist.
Communists, definitely. All right.
Communists.
Yeah. 1919.
You don't even, yeah.
1919.
Yeah, maybe. Well, you know.
The Imperials of Europe.
Okay, yeah. The Imperials. Mm-hmm.
There's like a guy dressed up as an Imperial of Europe up there, and he's talking about how
the Spanish.
They'll be able to completely confuse the silly Americans by making pie way too long, and how they won't introduce this.
Get him off the stage!
Mr. Clay, Mr. Clay!
I'm going to be in the crowd, and I'll be saying, just, you know, having to drop to a student or two. No, to another professor or two. Why is it that Professor Clay and Matthew Fitzgerald are always together? They're like two peas in a pod, those two. It's like they, I don't know, something must be going on with those two.
They live together?
I hear that they're sharing a flat together, off campus. We've seen Professor Clay in the dorms.
I heard it was just because Regina wouldn't talk to him. She doesn't like mathematics.
Oh, that's true. She's not very good at that.
Boom! You know, get him off the stage!
Mathematics is the only subject that people hate categorically if they're not good at it. It's ridiculous.
Poor Regina.
Like, I'm terrible at painting. I like paint, you know, watching. Anyway.
Yeah, not
that's a side thing.
Anyway. So I think the crowd
they're booed off the stage.
Sucks.
Yeah.
You're booed off the stage.
Or not.
No.
Maybe that's a conflict. No?
I'm not in conflict.
Oh, you're... I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
You're starting things now.
Sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Clay. That was... something, wasn't it, audience?
Yay.
Yay, that's to say. We'll assume that Mr. Clay couldn't get together a real skit due to his unfortunate circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That and the fire!
Man, I feel like two people.
He's still suspected about the fire!
Is that you, you?
Yeah.
He hates me, and you're supposed to love him.
Thank you, Mueller Miller! While the next group gets prepared to take the stage, I try to.
Who's in this scene? I'm sorry to interrupt. Who, the Reverend, the who else?
Regina
and Mally Wake Nutter, POS.
The dean.
Dean of students.
Dean of students. All right. So at this point, Regina says, "Professor." No, she says she comes up, "Professor." No, she'll come up and she says, "Folks, do I have a great treat for you now? Professor Jenkins Hyde will perform for you."
His, you know that he's a great analyst, but you didn't know that he's also a great mesmerist. That's right, folks. He can read the minds of the people in the audience.
I try not to speak about it too much, but do we have a volunteer?
Anyone?
Sure, I'll be the dean.
Oh, yeah, that's good. The dean of students.
Sure, let's see here.
Actually, I think Regina should introduce him.
Thank you, Dean.
I'm preparing myself.
Dean,
I don't remember what his name was.
Walt, Wake Nutter.
Dean Wake Nutter? So, let's see.
Bring out a chair for him.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Just to say, you know,
Dean Wake Nutter. Have a seat here, and I'm not sure how this will work. Let's see. Why don't you take out something personal and hold it up so the audience can see it and think about it. Concentrate very hard so
that's
that
I'm looking away, huh?
Yeah. So that so that Professor Hyde Jenkins Hyde can read from your minds what it is that you're holding.
I turn around and
do you have time for this, Doctor Professor?
Oh yes. I think look a few times because,
yeah,
I'm so funny. Anyways, okay.
No one laughs. It's like dead.
Now watch carefully, Professor.
Can you hold something up?
Yeah, I'll hold up a timepiece.
Here, a watch.
Yeah.
Oh, using the power of the wrench.
So is it the conflict?
Not yet. I mean, it can be. Sure, she gave you a hint, and he told you, so.
She gave me a hint?
Yeah.
Do you have time for this? Professor? Watch carefully. So you get the first one right.
All right. That's fine with me playing here. Yeah, okay.
What's that?
Yeah, okay. I'll get the first one right.
That's fine. You don't have to.
I mean, I'll set myself up.
All right.
It's a timepiece. His gold pocket watch.
That's right.
That's amazing.
All right.
We have another volunteer.
Oh, it's a fake. It's a fake, says Professor Miller. And I'll come up and volunteer.
That's not true at all. That pocket watch was solid gold.
Professor Miller, please sit down.
Yeah. He sits down.
You okay, Professor?
I just had something in my throat, but it's clear now.
Are you prepared?
I'm prepared.
Doing this needs you to focus. We know that he sometimes has a clouded personality. No one ever thinks I'm funny.
Everyone laughs at you for saying that.
I turn around.
Okay. So Regina, I guess, says, you know, hold this one. I say, well, I have something in my hand. Can you...
The personal.
It's been with me quite a while.
Well, hold it up.
I'll hold it up for the audience to see.
Anything happen?
Ew! What is that? Ew!
I suppose it depends on what he's holding up.
I know what it is. It is our Lord and Master, the Roach! I turn around and scream it. All hell! Our God! I scream as loud as possible.
Yeah, he's right!
Who says that?
The crowd, I guess. because my card was that, dance slowly, maggot, which means I have to give it up, right?
Yeah. No, you don't. You can give it up.
No, no. Well, I choose to give it up.
Well, you give it up, you can just call it again right away, so... You know.
You have to give up an enthusiasm.
Okay, I'll give up my gossip enthusiasm. And I start dancing, as you say, it's our Lord and Master.
My case, y'all didn't know this, by the crown of heaven and earth, you will bow down before your master. So I am bowing down and dragging Regina Sutton to bow down with me. Bow! Bow!
And I'm capering, holding up the roach.
If you'll enjoy this.
If you'll enjoy Give them worshippers! Get them!
You'd think Terwilliger would join us.
No, you would.
No, they're not planets, damn it.
So you either freak out the crowd or
I think my,
or they, I think it's just a big act.
They think it's great.
Jonathan Clay stands up and he is just stricken white and he is
in the room.
Bow down, you, before your master! As you scream.
Yeah.
I think they all think it's great.
Okay. I think they all think it's horrid.
Yeah, I think it's great.
I think it's horrid, too. Hey, before, I think it's great.
I'd say it's the same reaction as when he was dancing naked. The faculty is all like, what the heck is he doing? And the students are all like, yeah.
They love it.
It's me shouting.
Okay, well, I think it's they think it's horrid.
Yeah. You agree, though, it's great.
What?
Yeah.
Me, personally?
Yeah.
Oh.
So the faculty
says... Yeah, I
think
I agree it's great, actually. Which is me, right? Good. Which is me, any other? Is that what this is? Other?
What are you?
Professor?
Yeah, it's any, everything else, I would assume.
So I think I'm on that side, right?
Yeah.
But...
Oh, yeah, sorry. But,
Menazurasagr. Excellent. Do all your yelling.
No, I don't know. That's what I'm screaming from my lungs.
So who's opposing you? Who is this?
Me.
Oh, that's you.
Because I'm saying they're demon worshippers.
You're saying demon worshippers. I think the students.
No, the students are...
D8?
No.
D10?
Nah. About Regina.
She's named. She gets her...
Regina's against you.
Cause I think she's against you because you
grabbed her. Your whole force.
Yeah, ratcheting her hair down. Head down.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, no, it doesn't count.
I'd say since I barged out, I count against you.
Okay.
But just Steve. I don't even know if that.
You have D12?
Yep.
Have another D12 as well.
Oh, shit.
Actually.
Oh, because it's in combination with the card? Or?
Because you
the card the first time.
You show no only terror. Yep. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. So you get
another. Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah.
You get an extra.
Can I put my coin over here?
Oh, okay.
Is this you?
Yeah.
I'm not going to bet that much.
Yeah. I should have put it over here.
D12 is around the table.
Yep, you might want to bet.
On this side.
Yeah. He's rolling on that side.
All right. Well, I'll roll on this side.
You're not even betting on that side.
Oh, okay. What?
You're not even betting on that side.
Okay.
Yeah, Chris or Dice. Just well, you will do so. Seven.
Ten.
Oh, awesome. I need to feel happy for me.
Well,
wow, I didn't even realize that you got a bonus die for...
Well, you get a bonus die the first time you use your card.
I gotcha.
That is the thing.
Okay.
So they think it's horrid.
Okay. I'm screaming very... You're dancing, prancing around. I am dragging Regina now. She's screaming for help. Mm-hmm. I am speaking in Sumerian, apparently. All total chaos. People are disgusted. They don't think it's funny at all.
A couple people run out of the room along with me, you know.
Yeah. So that's the end of that scene.
Okay. Yeah.
Outside? I have no idea. Yours.
I wasn't thinking about this. Okay. A few hours later in the Chancellor's office, my person, as he seems to often do, is going to complain about something. He went to the Chancellor, and he is complaining about the shenanigans that went on at the Assembly and how it was completely unprofessional, and really just threw Jonathan Clay through a loop, obviously. Childhood of fear of roaches, let's say.
Okay.
Well, the Chancellor says, oh, it's just a harmless skit. It was just a follies. No, he doesn't say that. He says, yes, that was quite inappropriate for this school. I'll be sure to counsel young Jenkins Hyde about his activities.
Frankly, you might want to make it something more of a official decree. For what if the children write home to their parents and we get unhappy donors to the school?
Well, we'll have to make sure that doesn't happen.
If you perhaps made an official letter of
condemnation.
Perhaps I'll think about it.
Nothing too serious, you know. We wouldn't want him to retaliate against.
I'll consider the appropriate. It may be enough to deny his tenure application, and he'll be on his way.
Okay. But go for it.
Professor Studenhauer? Weiser? What's his name? Rooster?
Studebaker.
Rooster.
Studebaker?
Studemeyer?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Professor Studemeyer, since I promised him the thing, cut, he's like, perhaps, Dr. Clay, we shouldn't be so judgmental about the Jenkins Hyde. He's a young professor. He's only an assistant now, of course. Some of the students liked it. And certainly, I look like, Professor Miller was enjoying himself.
Yeah, well, Professor Miller is also a bit under a cloud. Right? But he makes a good point, Professor Clay, that Jenkins Hyde is one of our most popular young students and young professors, and the students do seem to really enjoy his lectures.
Have you two had a falling out since your group project got canceled? With the fire.
Unfortunately, yes. But honestly, really, my major concern here is the students. I mean, I was comforting Renee all day that day, because she was very terrified as well. I don't know if you saw, but she actually fled from the stage during the
Regina?
Entire... Regina, yeah. Renee and Regina.
I hadn't noticed that.
Yes, she was desperately trying to get away from the professor while he was grabbing her and trying to make her bow, and she managed to slip away finally. And
oh, I think that was all part of their
she came straight to my office. She was crying in the office with me all
she's
night.
A bit of a tease, that one.
I wasn't trying to imply anything.
What were you trying to imply?
That she was crying in my office all day.
Why'd you make her cry?
That... She was crying because of...
Are you angling for the position of chairman of the Student Professor Achievement Award?
Well, of course, it would be an honor to have such an award for any professor, but that is not my intention.
Isn't that what you and Matthew Fitzpatrick
are politics.
Working on, right?
Politics.
Hmm?
Campus politics.
What do you mean?
That's what he's worried about. He doesn't care about the students at all.
That's quite a charge.
Frankly, I'm surprised.
As am I!
Anyone would think of that first.
Well, here you are, bringing up being chairman of the Achievement Award and during this dark time. Fires on campus, I mean, granted the...
Chairman, are you hearing this? He brought up the subject himself, and now he's accusing me of it.
I'm the chancellor.
Chancellor, right.
See, he has chairman on his mind.
Well, he does. Has something been bothering you lately, Professor Clay? Perhaps you need a leave of absence, hmm?
Perhaps you go to a less strenuous school like Princeton.
Take some time at Yale. I know Harvard is looking for a good mathematician.
Is this the conflict then?
I don't know.
I think it is.
They're trying to talk you into doing something.
Trying to talk me into taking a leave of absence.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That would definitely hurt your reputation.
That would definitely hurt my reputation.
Bad news. This is a whole bunch of bigwigs. An academic,
Well, I'm a bigwig, too.
I know. I know.
So.
This campus ain't big enough for the two of us.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happens if you win?
If I win?
Yes.
No, what happens if you lose?
if I lose, then I'd imagine I would turn into some sort of sub-storyline. Not really sure how that would turn out.
I think...
If I lost, what would...
I think forced on sabbatical, and that doesn't mean you hanging around. You're the weird professor.
I'm forced on sabbatical. I just don't have active classes anymore.
Exactly.
And
still lurk around the campus.
Yeah. I don't think they can get rid of you.
Yeah,
I have tenure.
No, it's just that you're
right.
We have this new we have this chair. This new chair of standard mathematics.
Yes, the quality assurance program where audits the
generates all the proficiency exams for all the incoming students.
Exactly.
It's an important position.
It's an important position to ensure that all of our
get that one summer
are fully proficient in the basics, the pure basics of mathematics. Addition, subtraction,
trigonometry,
multiplication.
Not trig. Never go that far, but
perhaps some algebra.
Yeah,
some algebra. A little bit of algebra. Because you never know when you might need it.
Okay, so I'm decreased by one die size, but this
you
is
are?
Definitely.
Oh,
so I'm down to a d8.
D8.
I'm gonna D12 my rope.
Yeah. You only get 1d12 because you've already used it.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I was lying about the whole Regina thing.
Oh. Nice.
I don't know where the...
It's another d8.
Another d8.
I don't have my remaining.
And I was definitely being manipulative. So I need one more.
Here.
So who's against you? Is that who's against him? Who's against him?
Dean
and the
Chancellor.
Dean and Chancellor, yeah.
We're not Dean, Professor Campbell. Oh, no. It is. Professor Campbell. He's okay. Philosophy.
Yeah. We didn't drag a lot of people in on that. Since this is almost an all or nothing kind of thing.
Oh, wow. Is that yours or mine?
Huh?
No, I'm talking to Jason.
Oh, is that yours?
Oh, no, yours.
Yeah, it is. I don't know what it is.
Jeez, always steals things.
Is that it?
No.
I can't even be else involved right now.
Nobody else involved.
It's a pretty isolated incident.
No, I was trying to figure out a way to get involved with it, but I couldn't come up with anything.
Alright.
My Jason's
so separate.
Come on, 12.
No.
9. 8.
Oh, wow.
I've lost one after another, after another, after another.
Damn.
Now I know who's dangerous. Hmm. Not me. Not you.
These weren't all over here. I don't know who that was.
That's his.
Actually, Mel's the one who's dangerous because he doesn't have a roach and he has the most chips.
True.
Or if he doesn't have the most.
Tied.
But you have roachy.
But you have roach.
Just required me to, engineer the situation so that I could get everything in. I just forgot to put something about math in there.
That's good.
Well, at the end of our little dance...
So what do you get?
Sorry, good friend.
We never established what the prize was. I guess they believe me and...
Just that they don't...
Reprimand him.
Right.
Formally, so that... if parents do complain, we can say we officially did something.
They give you the chairmanship?
Huh?
Oh,
that's what it should
be. There you go.
They switched the chairmanship from him to you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
I'm now the chairman.
Clay!
I'm now a luminary and a chairman. And, life's good. Lost my building. That kind of sucked.
Okay.
Well, I think at the end of your little performance... As I finish holding up the roach, and wondering why are you making such a big deal of this, it's just a roach, I drop it and crush it under my foot. And,
man, are you going to regret that? You swallowed
it. I ended up dying. And,
not until my self-destruction, though.
Not yet. And,
But you know what?
You crush it, and you're like, ah. You can see them. There are other ones around.
Yeah. That's good.
You can tell me what you did. You can tell Jenkin Hyde knows what you did, too.
Yeah. So you know what? That night, I sneak back into this building, and I'm climbing up into the rafters with a fly swatter, smashing roaches.
Fly swatter ain't going to help you. What you got? You got anything bigger than a fly swatter?
Okay, with a little shovel. I got a little shovel swatting roaches.
Okay.
And...
Because I know that there's something weird about these roaches.
You remember giving me you had to give me a command pet.
That's right, you accidentally swallowed it.
And,
And,
you know what I think?
I think music will drive these roaches out of the school and of the campus. So just like the Pied Piper...
Just so you know, you can't actually get rid of them.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. So just like the Pied Piper, I have to figure out what octave the roaches will listen to, and to do that, I need to go talk to a mathematics professor about the mathematics of sound. You know what I mean?
Scale, yeah.
This is about scale, exactly. Yep. So, and I need to talk to, psychology. What were you?
Astrology.
Astrology, no.
Astronomy, okay. Actually, I guess it was
astrology. And, astrology, yeah.
And I need to go talk to...
basically the same thing. Let's see,
Professor Miles Williker, our chief biologist, our biology professor, and... I say to Professor
I say to Professor Clay,
forget Williker, I say to Professor Clay, who's possessed by a bug, Professor Clay, this campus is infested with roaches. Roaches, I say.
Really?
Yes.
What makes you hear them in the walls?
You can hear them in the walls crawling at night. You can see them, the grass moving like the ocean. It's disgusting. It's hideous. How can no one see this? We've got to get rid of these disgusting, foul roach creatures. And I believe that just as music can shatter glass, music can shatter their puny black exoskeletons and drive them from our campus. But I need your help. I need your help to figure out which note it is, which octave it is exactly, which shall destroy these creatures.
I believe you're right in a way. Perhaps the best thing to do, maybe not shatter their exoskeletons, because you might destroy other things as well, but find just the right octave that only they can hear that would perhaps drive them insane and make them... drive them away.
They're just bugs. They won't be driven insane. But yes, I see where you're going. I see where you're going with that.
See, the way to impact their mind or their collective mind or however it is that they... We really need just an expert on this.
Just as music soothed the savage beast, perhaps music shall expel the savage roach from our presence.
Yes.
We need whose help?
We need two people's help. Someone who is an expert in roaches and insectology and biology and all that kind of thing.
That's right, but Professor Lacey is dead.
Shalove, isn't it?
Whatever his name
is. Oh, right.
No, that's where we found it.
Yeah.
Yes, but we can still consult his notes, which are somewhere around here.
Yes.
Applebee Jenkins.
The other one is Jenkins.
We're from the same family.
Oh, I guess so.
The other kind of a person that we need is someone who would really know minds.
Yes, I see.
I believe
you're
if we went to see
that.
Dr. Hyde, we would be able to immediately find. He would be able to give us
Professor Jenkin Hyde seems unnaturally attached to these roaches. He was cavorting around as I held one up.
I wasn't cavorting. I was bowing.
How could I
be bowing?
Though perhaps he was not so much interested in the roach, so much as interested in feeling up poor Regina.
That's true, that's true. He was quite close to her.
And he did immediately start groping her as soon as he went on about the roach.
A disgusting display of amorous activity if ever I saw one.
Yes, yes, but we are intellectuals. We will not judge him for his personal life. That is for higher powers to decide.
Very well, then. Let us proceed with your course of action.
Yes, yes.
And go find Jenkins High.
As Professor Clay and Professor Miller. Mueller. Yes.
Mueller. Mueller. Distant relative of Bueller.
Go out on the search to find Dr. Hyde. They're walking through the campus, and all of a sudden...
Just make it party.
Well, no, not quite. Professor Miller is grabbed from behind and pulled into a shadowy alley with a hand behind his, or a hand covering his mouth so he doesn't scream. Mueller, quiet. Don't follow him. He's one of the demon worshippers. Or should I say, Martian worshippers. I've seen what you've seen. They're everywhere. They have an intelligence about them. I've been... how should I say... immersing myself in knowledge about them. Cutting them open. Hearing their little screams. Rubbing their organs over my body. Well, that doesn't really involve this, but... they're evil, I tell you. They want to control the minds of men. Only go with him if you wish your demise. I know you're planning to drive them out with sound. That might work. I have some in jars. We can test different notes on them.
I'm waiting for you to let go of me.
No, sorry.
You get bitten.
Ah, hey. Come out of the light. It's me. Oh, sorry. It's me. Do it. Willers.
So, Willer?
Yes. Wait. Yes, me.
How did you know of my plan? How do you know that he's... You say you have some of the roaches in... cased in glass?
Yes.
Hmm.
I've been experimenting on them.
But I need Professor Clay's assistance. He understands the physics of the sound.
Yes, the FOP.
From outside, you can hear Clay calling your name, inquiring where you went off to.
Let me go off with him, and I will consider what you said.
If you go off with him, you will not come back. Or at least not the same.
Way.
Hmm.
Probably cut through the garden.
Hmm.
I don't believe his assistant has been... Well, he's been tainted, but not by the bugs.
In that case, let me...
put this jacket on you with the very long sleeves.
Well, I like Terwilliger because I like him. So I will believe Terwilliger, and so I've got to... okay, so I'll go back to Professor Clay. I'll say, Professor, it seems I was mistaken. Perhaps it's the... This, what I thought was an infestation is no more than the natural fall migration of the local genus Cricketus.
It all sounds good to us. We all.
Yeah. In which case, I'm afraid I'll just have to reconsider my activities.
Oh no, I'm quite certain. If you, I've been seeing the same patterns myself, and they very precisely follow the Taylor series. which of course is known as being a very insidious equation that just goes on and on forever. And that implies that they're almost uncountable. We need to be able to go, we really need to drive them out while we still can.
Yes, yes. That would be the, that would be true if they were if this was the southern hemisphere, but because we're now in the north, the problem isn't quite as bad as you say, and I the problem isn't as bad as I first understood. I'm sure things will work out, and I'm going to take my leave of Professor Clay.
At this point,
I think that's your conflict.
Access my internal roach, and it calls out to other roaches in the area. And you see, out of the corner of your eye, you see roaches suddenly just swarming out of the house.
I start walking quickly.
That you just came out of, and the person grabbed you from.
I start walking quickly and quicklier, and I guess I'm being chased by roaches.
Well, they're coming from behind you, so...
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So you need to go towards where we were headed.
Well, I mean, they can chase me wherever
I'm going. But you know what's kind of in between the house you got pulled in, or the alley we got pulled into in my office?
Yeah.
The chapel.
Oh.
Nice, safe chapel.
Oh, like they won't go into the chapel.
They won't. I'm sure they're demon worship.
Well, you know what there also is? There's also the
it's standing on the porch.
There's also the river where the crew team practices.
It's true.
And so I'm racing to the river, being chased by these swarming roaches.
The river Clay is from the chapel.
Reverend!
Clay is running with you, and he's yelling as we're running at top speed, saying, "It would seem that our initial estimates of how many roaches there were might have been a little bit under."
Off by a power of 10 or so.
Off by a power of 10 or so.
They swarm the reverend.
So I'm
going
to try to run to the river and jump in.
And if you fail?
If I fail, I'm caught by the roaches.
Ooh.
And dragged away to their...
I think you swallow one.
And I swallow one?
Yeah.
Okay. Or I don't swallow one, but one is forced down my throat.
Oh.
Like one crawls down my throat.
You hold him down?
I
think the swarm holds me down.
Yeah.
Swarm just overtakes him and topples him. And
yeah.
If you succeed.
And if I succeed, I get to the river.
My character will jump to the river regardless, just for looks' sake.
Well, I think it would be better if, like, I'm running by myself.
Okay.
As you know, being chased by this swarm.
Oh, yeah, I ran to the chapel then.
But why are you running?
Well, they didn't fall in the
looks
chapel.
Looks sick.
Okay.
I wouldn't want anyone to think that I was...
And he's safe in the chapel. You should have gone.
No, I ran to the chapel. I was safe. And they followed you to the river.
All right.
For some reason. They weren't interested.
Because you ordered them to
go. You know, it's nice. You know, between the campus and river.
If I succeed,
if you succeed, I think you find out that they have a weakness of running water.
Right.
Or something. I mean, they are supposed to be first.
No, I succeed, I just get away. We can't get rid of the roach. I'm not so worried about getting rid of the roaches. I'm just happy with not being a roach.
Okay.
If you succeed, I think you can. when you're looking back, you can tell that they go around him as if. He's immune.
To confirm what I had crazily told you.
That makes sense.
That's good.
Not
that
they went around me, but that they just ignored me entirely, and that tells.
No, I think that's cool that they go around you. They make a little. Okay. It's like a little.
As you run through, they kind of. Always avoiding you.
Yeah. Part in the sea of roaches.
Just avoiding them, but like, they follow you.
Okay.
All right. Not follow you, but you're like,
onward roaches, onward.
I guess not roaches.
I am roach mad.
Roaches. Roachstar 12.
Yeah.
I would assume they would be.
All right.
Well, then there's my roach.
Well, this is non-academic.
What am I? I'm not academic, so I'm like D4?
No.
Or D6?
Am I in this, or is the river thing separate?
That's me.
You're in it.
Self-destructive.
Right. Not that all the D4s will matter, but I was manipulated, lying, and used math. So.
And in your campaign, I'm a champ.
Three more D4s.
And I was cruel to the bugs, and I was debauchery by covering myself.
Oh, very nice.
That's a D12 for every enthusiasm.
I get one more D4 for what it's worth.
Enthusiasm, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Did you have one for the bug?
No, I don't have a bug in me.
No.
Champ.
Yeah, are you the D12s?
Huh?
His card.
Champ.
Oh, champ. I gotcha.
Okay. Good card.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
For all scenes during the events, if I use
really
enthusiasm. Yep.
Wow. Alright.
It's tough. I'm done.
Don't let me down. Go get him.
I'll try not to.
I'm gonna refrain from voting, I think. It's a little too close for my case.
Yeah.
All right, well, here we go, then.
Oh, and I get one more
D4. All right.
Yeah, okay.
Come on, baby.
Just a bunch of bugs.
Wait.
There's an 11. Right. That's going to be nice. Yep.
Yep, that's it.
All right.
Awesome. All right.
So there's... Did I get my end time? Before you rolled?
Yeah.
So I realize that if you win... Then I win two, but if you lose, then I lose one as well.
Right.
I mean, you need one.
I just need one.
So.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was like, oh my god, I gotta get in that.
So I jump as I'm jumping in. I look back and I see you.
Right.
Calling the ball, sending the bugs. Right.
And then running up, going, oh, Rubber, thank God, I made it.
Like trying to disguise yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Bad, very bad.
Wait, one more?
One more.
Only one more?
Well, his scene.
Oh, I got
one more of this event.
Oh, okay. Jesus, chapter 10.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up at this. Okay. Chapter 10. Shut it down. Yeah.
It'll work.
Well, then, yeah, my, after seeing you hold up the roach, and you spouting out craziness about the...
Oh, back when?
Way back when. I'm giving a reason for why I started paying attention to
roaches.
The roaches, and then I just started crushing them out of spite and cruelty.
And nothing better to do.
No, not really. And
astronomy had a low turnout this year.
Yeah, one of my classes got canceled. And one of them, when I went to squish them, I could almost hear them plead and offer me great rewards if I didn't. And because I enjoyed crushing them so much, and just wanted to revel in the debauchery of it, I crushed them, but figured that I could cause more cruelty by not killing them so quickly, so I started studying them, and obviously rapidly starting going mad. No, not yet.
Okay. What happens if you eat them?
Uh-huh. I haven't yet. Oh, that's what happens. It's in my brain. And yes. And then seeing that you dropped the one and potentially coughed it up. Well, yeah.
No proof of that.
No. Well, there's no proof, but I'm also crazy.
That's true.
Crazier.
I also crushed it with my foot.
Yeah, you also crushed it. So I figured you had some sadism in you. I could relate to that. And so then I went ahead and contacted you. So the scene about was... I'm just trying to catch us up to after contacting you. So I see you run... Almost get overtaken.
That's right.
But you fortunately are able to make it. Tempted to go out and start smashing bugs, but there's too many.
They're gone.
They're gone.
Vanished.
Jeez.
You hear the rustling meth well. All you can hear.
They're looking at you. They're watching.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. They're in my brain.
They're in your telescope.
But they're not. They are.
Turn his telescope.
So I need a...
Turns into a kaleidoscope.
Yeah. I need to figure out what planet they're from.
Awesome.
And... But I can't use my telescope because they're in the telescope. They'll bite my eyes if I try to look in my telescope.
Unless they're sealed up or something.
So...
So the conflict is whether or not we find you cuddled into a cat-like ball.
or you know,
can't teach bugs
eyes leaking. Glued to the telescope with blood streaming down.
Yeah.
Aww.
Turn it into a Halloween session.
I don't think you can teach classes. I think your classes are kind of like, hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
Fletcher, what about gas giants?
But there's one student who always shows up, although he never speaks.
Oh.
And he moves quite... He's a bit awkward in his movements.
Almost like he's wearing an Edgar suit.
Mm-hmm.
His grades probably went up, though.
Yeah. He's a really bad student, and now he's a really, really good student.
Yeah.
Beyond what should be normal for a human being.
Perhaps.
I think I'm going to try to find out whether or not that... No, I know that there's a bug in him, but I don't know where the bug's at in him. So I think I'm going to try to dissect him.
What?
Yeah.
The student?
Yeah.
Wow. Set wow.
So you call, set so you have, like, a lab session, and...
Yes. Well...
But you only invite the most devout cultists from the student body to this lab session.
No, I think I'm going to dissect him probably by myself.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm saying the lab session with each student.
Right. Yes. No, it's...
Or do you
it's a, well, this is the third one, right? This is the third one. So that's 6 weeks. 6 weeks or 4 weeks? 4 weeks in. So we're approaching midterm time. I wanted to have an evaluation talk with all of my students.
Good cover.
And when he comes in, I'm going to chloroform him. And bring him to some basement laboratory.
Just do it right there in your office.
I don't think you can do it.
You don't think I can do it?
That's him.
Oh. I think
I think he can do it.
Yeah, it's whether or not there's actually a bug in him.
Yeah.
That's what I think it should be.
Yeah.
Okay. If I win, there's a bug in him.
And if you lose, there's either no bug in him, or there's 1,000 bugs that
swarm
you.
Ooh.
I don't know which I like better. I almost like that there's no bug. But the getting swarmed could be a good thing.
Not no bug. No bug is darker.
Which is the no bug is darker?
Yeah,
the no bug, yeah. Okay, so there's no bug if you lose.
It turns out he has a rare condition where his muscles are turning into bone. Have you heard about that?
I heard something about it.
It's like a really rare condition that
one would hope so.
It like makes you really stiff and you walk funny too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's just kind of crazy.
That too.
That's all it is.
Watch out.
And it's a fatal surgery either way.
Okay, exactly. Yeah. So,
well, I'm dissecting him.
You're dissecting, exactly.
I'm taking
There's gotta be a bug in here somewhere! I know it! Sorry.
Bugs so these livers?
And, Alright, well, this is no academic.
And, at least
not the academic, you know.
The blood splattering in the office is going to be a problem, but that'll be for the homecoming.
Yeah.
That's definitely going to be cruel and definitely reveling in cutting somebody up.
Yeah, you're always cruel.
Okay.
Anybody else with me?
Yeah.
No, I meant like,
We can't give you dice, but. So who's opposing him? The kid? Who else?
Kid.
That's it, huh?
It's like head.
Yep.
And it's done.
Lesson learned. Just puts up all his best dice and drags him to the corner.
10?
No.
Wow. Awesome. All right. So, there is a... three more, please. Thank you. So I find after, unfortunately, starting at the bottom and working my way up, it's in the brain, so that'd be the most cruel.
But just gotta inspect everyone. Starting at the bottom, working my way up. I eventually get to his brain and find the bug. And
eat it?
No, not yet.
Are we calling the game here?
I think so.
Just out of curiosity.
Yeah, would I have, no?
You know, you would have had to, you must fight this person.
Oh.
Yeah, that, that's you.
That's an influenza.
You die?
Oh, you die.
You die? What?
No, you're die. Oh. I thought I said you die.
That's kind of...
Coming match.
What's that? Both you and a player, huh? Lose a point. Yeah.
And I don't know who this would have been. Go ahead, defend in person.
Wager 1 to 5 reputation, compare personal die roll with...
That would have been really funny if we picked each other.
That would have been
really, oh, oh.
That'd be really funny if we picked each other.
Befriend this person. Oh.
How's it going?
Yeah.
No, that's right.
The two bug worshippers. Cool. All right, so that was Shovel Hiri Roach.
Mm-hmm. Was I ever going to get rid of that bug?
No, next one you would have been 4, right?
Yeah.
How many?
Nope. I think he has a bug.
I would have gotten
rid of that bug. Right.
I would have gotten rid of it on the 5th turn.
I think I win.
You got rid of it on the last turn.
Oh, wow. Okay, so.
That's
like ideal for me then.
Yep.
I might have been able to pull that off.
Yep.
Me. Not that points mattered. 8. Neat.
So, Mike, we play every Thursday.
All right.
So, next week will be something different.
Barring anything unexpected, I should be here. So,
awesome. Oh, what's your email?
Oh, yeah. At gmail.com.
Largely insane Professor Terwilliger is
okay, well,
suddenly a little bit better at surgery.
I got your email up. Yeah, right? Funny how he's so good at that.
Yeah.
Any of those dice mine? Those all yours?
No, these are not mine. I feel you.
I
think I put all mine.
You think they're mine, did you?
Okay. No, did I take it? I don't know.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know.
Is yours?
Mm-hmm. That's not mine. That is. No, maybe not.
Wow. Just going to put the divider.
Yeah, it looks like that one.
Yeah, I don't know if I have one of those.
No, that's all right. Keep it.
Oh, you do now.
Got more dice that way.
Oh.
Well, good. Well, thanks for running that, Jason. I appreciate that. That was different, much different.
That was different.
No, it was definitely. I mean, I read a lot about it, so
it was interesting.
Very different. It's a well-known one.
Kind of reminded me of Settlers of Catan in the way that it's very social, like, you can't really depend on the rules so much as you have to get other people to want to do it if you want.